WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media, watching seemingly perfect lives unfold, and suddenly you feel a little less than. Like your own life is just not measuring up. Yeah, I've been there. We all have. But guess what? That's the whole point of this episode. Today we're diving into how to manage social media so it doesn't manage us, especially when it comes to protecting our mental health. Because let's be real, those curated feeds can sometimes feel more like a pressure cooker than a window into reality. So, buckle up, because we're about to unpack some serious strategies to reclaim your time, energy, and peace of mind in the digital age. First things first, recognize that social media is designed to be addictive. It's engineered with algorithms that keep you scrolling, liking, and commenting, always wanting just one more peek. Think of it like a delicious but incredibly unhealthy snack. You know it's not good for you in the long run, but sometimes the dopamine hit is just too tempting to resist. Now, I'm not saying ditch social media altogether, though that might be a good idea for some, but we need to be conscious consumers. Second, create boundaries. This is huge. Set specific times for checking social media and stick to them. Imagine your phone as a guest in your home. You set the rules. You decide when they can stay, what they can access, and how long their visit lasts. Don't let those notifications rule your life. Third, curate your feed. Unfollow accounts that trigger negative emotions, whether it's envy, comparison, or just plain stress. Surround yourself with inspiring content, positive people, and things that genuinely add value to your life. Think of it like a garden. You wouldn't plant weeds in a beautiful flower bed. Next up, remember the power of perspective. We often get caught up in the highlight reels of other people's lives. But remember, social media is often just a carefully curated snapshot, not a reflection of reality. It's like comparing your behind-the-scenes to someone else's movie trailer. Finally, and this one's super important, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself when you stumble or fall off the wagon. Social media is designed to be addictive, so it's okay to struggle. Just get back on track and keep practicing those boundaries. Ever felt like you were losing hours of your day scrolling through social media, only to realize you haven't accomplished anything productive? Yeah, I've been there too. It was a Friday afternoon. I had a whole list of things I wanted to get done, but somehow I found myself sucked into a black hole of Instagram. By the time I looked up, hours had vanished, my to-do list was untouched, and I felt completely drained. Not exactly the relaxing end to the week I had envisioned. That's when I realized I needed a serious intervention, a social media detox. I took a weekend off from all platforms, and honestly, it was life-changing. The silence was golden. I rediscovered the joy of reading a book without distractions, spending time in nature, and simply being present in the moment. It wasn't always easy. There were times when I wanted to check my phone out of habit, but I held strong, reminding myself of the peace and clarity I had found. That weekend taught me so much about setting boundaries and reclaiming my time. Since then, I've implemented daily rituals to manage social media effectively. I now schedule specific times for checking it and followed accounts that triggered negative emotions and focus on consuming content that inspires and uplifts me. It's a constant practice, but the benefits are worth it. So, remember, you don't have to let social media control your life. Take charge, set boundaries, curate your feed, practice perspective, and most importantly, be kind to yourself along the way. Ready to take back your power? Start small, maybe set a timer for 30 minutes on social media today or unfollow one account that drains you. Every little step counts. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from these tips, and let's build a community of mindful digital citizens together. Thanks for tuning in to Daily Stoic Power. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep those vibes positive.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.